The nation's number one talk station, 99.3 Nigeria, Info Lagos. Good morning to you once again. Welcome to the second part of Dailies today. We're live right now on Facebook. We're also live on YouTube. You can watch if you'd like to watch. I'm Sharif Quadri.
And I'm Jimmy. Just a good morning.
So we're going to start with a Punch newspaper. Page 27 is where we're starting from. This story reads, Lawan Supreme Court victory, daylight robbery, Machina's camp.
You know, unlike some people who are speculating on Twitter and the social media that, tomorrow is going to be very hot. Jimmy Diso and Sheriff are going to be highly critical of the judgment and so on and so forth. I'm sorry, I'm going to have to bust their bubble.
Bust it.
I'll bust their bubble because, look, I really don't think if you are not a lawyer, you should be commenting on things like this because you don't know the intricacies of the court. So before you go out there and start saying it's a robbery, it's this and it's that, you need to understand, you know, the workings of a court. What I do know, even though I'm not a lawyer, is that justices take a decision on cases that are presented to them. So apart from the facts of the case and how convincing the lawyers are, these are the two issues that... The judges will not go outside. Do you understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. The judges will not go outside what you have presented to them, even if they know. Having said that, the optics of this judgment to the ordinary person is very suspect. The optics, I didn't say the case, is very suspect. And already you have a cynical public, you know, and not surprisingly too, from both the demeanor, some of the things that our judges say, some of the, you know, the way they behave and carry themselves. I remember some of us were highly critical about this current Chief Justice, about the statement he was said to have made in Ibadan, you know, when he was being hosted, which suggested that he might have some, like every other human being, he might have some partisan whatever in him. The judges themselves are not the judges that I grew up to know. When the judge, you know, delivers a judgment in a case where one of the aspirants is known to be a very good dancer, and in a manner in which I will consider you are mocking him, you say, oh, it's not yet time for you to dance Balongo or Buga. Mm. And so when you get these things, it doesn't sound too good. So I'd like to wait until Libros comes. This ahead, Sheriff saying that Libros, and he will take us through the full whatever. But like I said, the optics is, to say the least, appears a bit messy. This is without prejudice to the facts of the case.
Okay.
The other point I want to note is a point that was made by my very good friend, Yemi Candy Johnson, SAN. I remember very well. I hadn't even known him then, and he made it, I think he was abroad, and he was on Channel CV too. To the effect, I can't remember the exact words, but he says that, and he should correct me, just in case he's listening, if I say anything, say put it in the wrong manner, that it is unfortunate that judgments in cases that should represent the will of the people, judgments sometimes are thrown out on a technical error. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yes.
This is a political case.
Mm.
The first primaries that were held in the APC, witnessed by INEC and everybody. What's the name of the gentleman?
Machina.
Machina was the one who won. And that was because
Lawan.
Lawan. That was because Lawan had his eyes on the presidency. Mm. Akpabio too had this kind of problem.
That's right. That's right.
Akpabio had this exact problem. Mm. Now, one thing I'd like you to ask Libros, is that...
Wait, let me write it down. Is that what is that?
I will tell you. I will tell you again. Or I will call in during the program.
Okay.
One thing I want to ask Libros
is that... You can even join, Seth.
No, I won't join. Justice Santos Nweze faulted Machina's approach commencing the suit by originating summons instead of writ of summons. Now the question is, I have heard of cases, and I like liberals to explain, where justices will say, this is the way the case should have gone. Go back and do the proper thing. So that the will of the people
and
is
go and
not
start the process all over again.
Go and start the process. I've heard judgments like that. I'd like you to ask him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you see, because it is sad that sometimes the will of the people is being negated on the technicality. You have a candidate, you have a candidate, he's won an election, but because he didn't fill form CO8, he put A instead of B, then you now annul the whole, and that was what Candy Johnson was talking about, that it's unfair. We must find a way to have some kind of balance. The other question that was lingering in my mind is, why is it that it was the APC and not the affected person that took the case to the Supreme Court?
Oh, yeah.
Why? I don't understand.
Well, perhaps it's because ultimately it's the party that's on the ballot.
It's a strategy.
Not the candidate.
It's a strategy. It's another thing you need to ask liberals. That if he had been the one, it's a strategy now. We don't need to look too far.
No, I'm looking too far. What do you mean?
President of the Senate in the party hierarchy. It was deliberate for him not to have. So I just ask liberals that legally, had he
been. Are you sure you don't come and join this program?
No. Go
you have two already now.
Go on,
that's a full program already.
Go and earn your pay. Why are you getting that fat envelope?
Come now. Let's do it together now.
No. I'm not doing anything together. I'm not doing it together. Anyway, so people should try to be less emotional and more logical. The first fact being that cases are determined by what. If you bring out a gun and shoot somebody dead in front of a judge, if the prosecution don't get their case right, the judge is going to pretend that he didn't see what happened. Yeah. Yes. So that's my reaction so far. So in the social media, let's all. I know what the optics looks like. Of course I know. But that's the way it goes.
Yeah, so we're going to have Liberos come in at 8, and we'll talk to him about all of these things, so you can listen up for that, even though some people's minds have been made up already. Let's go to the Vanguard newspaper, page 5. Old notes don't extend February 10 deadline, court tells FGCBN.
I read this thing about 5 times this morning, and I still couldn't make out what the judgment is saying. I kept thinking that it didn't just sound right, that it didn't sound right to me, that a judgment would be telling that Buhari and the CBN, it would order restraining them from extending the deadline. I would have. So did they go to court to ask? I don't understand it, because the order says it stops them from extending. It's not as if there was a plea for them to extend, and the other said, no, you cannot extend. I don't understand. Because this court order just nullifies all other arguments. You cannot extend beyond that day unless you appeal this judgment. I don't know if you get it. It doesn't sound. Does it sound logical?
They are saying, the guys went to court to say that they can see the handwriting on the wall, that some people would like to. They are trying to force the hands of the president and the CBN.
Yeah, but why would the court? Why would the court? They have the powers to extend.
Yes, they do.
So why would the court? So why would the court then say that you shouldn't extend by a court order?
In fact, the court even went ahead to say that the bank executive should come forward, why they should not be prosecuted for hoarding naira note.
That's another thing entirely.
It's in that same.
It's in the same judgment. Yeah. You might have to ask liberals this one.
That's the third one.
No, you might, because I can't.
Let's do this program together.
No.
Three questions now.
No. I have an appointment. No, but jokes apart.
Yeah.
I don't know if you feel the way I feel. It just, it's, I don't know.
I personally think that with due respect to the judiciary, I think that the judiciary should throw some things out when some things are brought forward to them. A very perfect example is this one. The CBN is legally empowered.
Empowered to do, I mean, so why you would know. You say, okay, what if the CBN, in its own wisdom, decides to extend?
Exactly.
They would can't you, do that you, because of the say, court order?
Exactly. Now, I'm also hearing this argument of, especially in this case, that, you know, banks are hoarding. Excuse me, what is the vault made for? Is it not to keep money? Yeah, so if you have money in the vault, does it automatically translate into banks hoarding money?
Well, given the circumstance, if you have money and your ATM is empty,
so
then there is some because again you now need to show that okay, so that money kept there is also because what happens is this. What I suspect happens is this: the money finds its way to the POS racket. And there's a lot of money you're talking about now. I hear somebody got 50,000 and had to pay back. Somebody had to buy 50,000 from the bank for 55,000. A POS operator bought 50,000 naira
from the bank
for 55. So in give them 55, then give them 50.
So here is my argument to that, sir. I've heard this before.
Yes.
But this has always happened.
From time immemorial.
It's always been here.
Well, it's happened, but in this circumstance, in this present circumstance, it would be sabotaged when we have shortages and you just hold on to the money. Because the one that happened, you know, with all these people carrying currencies in parties and so on and so forth, is also illegal. But we haven't enforced it. There is the CBN. There is the EFCC. They must be on the social media, see people stamping money. How many people have you arrested, apart from this madam that was arrested 2-3 days ago? Mm-hmm. How many people have you arrested?
And the funny thing
is... The level of indiscipline in our country is phenomenal.
It's just indiscipline.
It's phenomenal. And like I was telling somebody, I was telling my technical advisor this morning, that if things do not change by... If I don't see any change
this
by
week.
March, by no, not this week. If I don't see anything by the time of the election, I'll just give up on this job and go and open up a shop and be selling kankan and.
What do you mean by if you don't see? What do you want to see?
If we don't change our ways, it's becoming look.
Do you think we're positioned to change anything?
Well, we have an opportunity to take a first step, and I know where you are going. I know what you're talking about.
We have
an opportunity to... There is a post by a Ghanaian pastor on Facebook. I posted it on my Facebook page. It's gone viral. That he thinks there's something wrong with us.
With who now?
Most of us.
Africans? Human beings? No,
I think Africans on one hand. Look, how do you have in a country a man is 90? He's still president. He's been president for some years. He doesn't even know where he is. And yet he remains president. He went for an international... When the African leaders met the Americans, whatever, they put the speech in his hand. Instead of him to read the thing, he farted.
God forgive me.
He didn't even know where he was. And that man is going to be president of that country till he passes.
That's right.
There's something wrong. Look at what we are seeing today. There's obviously, this is not an election. It's not an election.
Which one is not an election?
This one we are going to have.
No, it's an election.
Well,
you know that's.
No, but it's not even.
We're going to have an election.
The election that we had way back when we should be advancing. The election I remember with you know the election between maybe Babangida was right. Maybe we should just have two parties. Between the SDP and the NRC. You know, and I remember the debate. How can you... I don't get it. I think we need to put in our electoral law as we progress. We must insist that we want to see our candidates talk to us. Not talk to chosen people. Come and talk to us. You know, and so the way we... If you read, I read foreign papers every morning, And the stories that I see there, the stories that I see that I have to review here are very shameful. Yes. Very shameful. And it's, you know, it's almost turning one into some kind of retard. Some of the stories are...
It dumps you down.
It dumps you down. Some of the stories are so... They're so imbecilic. They're so infantile.
Like, why are we even having this conversation?
What kind of conversation are we having at 7 o'clock on the breakfast show? No, either I just quit this thing or I do Dear Bumi every day. Kakukuma. No, I told my technical advisor, I said, look, at this rate, I would have to do some agony and whatever it is. Maybe do Dear Bumi on a daily basis and keep myself happy. I'll be rejected at the border.
Oh, well. We'll get it right. We'll get it right someday. Someday. Let's take the Daily Trust. Is this an editorial? It says, who will tell northern governors? That's the way it's Wakaman.
It's a column.
It's a column.
And now remember that the Daily Trust is a northern paper. It has northern interests, and there's nothing wrong with that. And that's why we actually include it in this. And so this story, who will tell northern governors, it caught my attention, and I thought I'd also call your own attention to it. Essentially, it talks about a perceived act of rebellion of the northern governors against the president. And I think it's by implication, it's talking about the northern governors, how in the first instance, you know, they visited the president to talk about this cash, this cash design, whatever it is. And so he's expressing the frustration of, the elected frustration of the president that they don't come to talk about developmental issues. Like Rufai, he was the man's name there, and I said, the colleague that
in our eyes, yes, Rufai.
Like he said, and I agreed with him yesterday. With when universities were not whatever, you never saw the governors. When things affect ordinary people, you don't see them. As soon as this cash redesign came and it affected them directly, up in arms, and they went to meet the president. Because we don't have the time, so if you're interested in stories like this, I recommend that you read it. Let me just read two paragraphs, you know, so you get a feel of what it is. It was an unimaginable presidential shock for Buhari to find out that these governors are not happy with him or his policies. They want him to eat his words and look stupid in the eyes of his supporters. They want him to rescind his decision and look like a general unable to predetermine the outcome of a move. While they poured their hearts out, Buhari could only stare back in shock. You know, Buhari, what I'm told, I've never met him, but what I'm told is that talk from now till kingdom come. He just keep straight face. How was he to know that things were not what he planned them to be, that people would flout his orders and torpedo his plans? The president did not recover his voice until the chairman of their group went back to give him a detailed briefing on the danger that lies ahead. After he left, Buhari summoned Garba Shehu and asked the agitating governors to give him 7 days to rectify the situation. So that gives you an idea of what it is. But I think you need to prepare yourselves. There won't be an extension. I don't know if things have eased up significantly, but I'm suspecting that in a day or two, things will probably normalize in the cash area. I am hoping that things will normalize because the pain is just too much. Yesterday, I think, how much did I change money? I think it was 1,005 or so for 10,000 naira or some silly thing like that. You know, so when I needed... I could only get 9.6 or so. No, not that, 8.6. Took out, yes. You know, we can't continue like this. If every bank loaded their, you know, their ATMs and whatever, maybe it would ease up. But with the EFCC going on and discovering that some bank managers are stocking money.
So that's our next story, actually. Sabotage EFCC arrest Abuja bank manager for hoarding 29 million.
This is not serious business. This is not serious business. You have only arrested one Abuja bank manager in the whole of the country. And what do you do? Instead of making a very good example out of him, the story says the EFCC arrested an operations manager of a leading commercial bank. What's the name of the bank? What is the name of the bank? It's time we know our friends and enemies. We insist that the EFCC should give us the name of the manager. We don't even know the manager, but we want to know the name of the bank for refusing to load the ATMs of the bank despite having 29 million of the redesigned Naira notes in the bank's vaults. And it says that before he was whisked away for further questioning, operatives ordered the loading of all the ATMs and the payment of the stipulated amount across the counter to the delight of distraught customers who are outside. What is the name of this bank? I want our news people, our reporters, to go and find out. We must pinpoint this particular bank. From what I can see, this is the hall of the bank. What color is this thing? Let me see. I'm not too sure what it is.
I think there's more to that story. I'd like to know if EFCC has the power to instruct a bank on how to do their job. I'd like to know that, number one. Number two, I'd also like to know, the gentleman is an operations manager. What if the money is meant for other branches to be shared amongst them?
He will not have money in his vaults for other branches. Banking doesn't go that way, excuse me. What would money for other branches be doing in his... from headquarters, the bullion van goes and gives each branch his own. So this money cannot be meant for other branches. Two, you ask whether the AFCC can order at a time like this. Mm-mm. When the CBN... Wait now, Musuru. The CBN has ordered, load your machines. People are suffering outside. There's no money because of this policy. Why would you be keeping 29 million? For what?
So here is another question.
Yes.
And I'm hoping that EFCC can answer it.
Yes.
What is the denomination of the notes that they found?
It's not the denomination that matters. What matters is...
You know
is
why?
What? Wait, wait.
You know why I'm asking?
Yes.
What if, because it, if you have 200 Naira notes there, most of the ATMs aren't configured to dispense 200 Naira notes.
Yeah, you would tell them, you would tell them, I don't think, these things that you are asking, I don't think is the case. Because if that were the case, the EFCC people are not stupid. Don't forget their bankers amongst them. That is one. Two, it is the redesigned notes. It's not as if it was old notes.
Yeah, the redesigned notes, 200 Naira notes, yes.
With due respect, I think you have some criminal tendencies. This is the kind of thing I heard at the Butchery Magistrates Court when I covered the courts in 75. The thing is, whatever the notes, that was a joke. Whatever the notes are, the value is 29 million.
Yeah, so what if the ATMs aren't configured to dispense the notes in the vault?
He would have told them now. Nobody would have arrested him if he said
that.
What
if they didn't want to hear that?
This is the money now.
Well, we can't see. Can you see the notes?
This is 1,000. Lele, look at the color. Yes.
Did they write 1,000 there?
Look at it. Look at the color now.
They've changed the color.
This one is... This is that's why I said this is 1,000. And this is the red. This one is blue.
We'll see. But you'll see that there is more to this story.
I need to do a psychological examination. I think you have some criminal tendencies. because again, you see, when things get to a head like this, you see, we are lucky in this part of the world. You know, the way, you can't do this kind of thing in China. You'll be tried for treason. What if people begin to destroy houses and destroy?
I just believe that there is an explanation for this.
There's always an explanation for anything.
I feel that the money could be meant for other branches.
No, you can't.
I just feel
let me
so.
Let me call Bumi.
Right here, right now.
Yes, ask him. The money, you can't have the money for Awolowo Road.
Yeah.
And find it in the vaults of Abba. Come on, give me a break.
You never can tell.
The money comes from whatever is divided into everybody's bullion van. The smaller one, no, not discretionary urban labor, but those two giant ones, no, the smaller one.
The smaller bullion, Abi.
Smaller bullion. In fact, those ones are the smaller kweku kweku bullion van. It's about the Baba Ishini. It's the Rolls Royce of bullion van. It's almost the size of a water tanker. And it was two.
Yeah.
It was two.
Let's take another one from Daily Trust. This one. Do we have time? Yes, we have one time. Page six says, Emefiele introduced Naira swap policy in vengeance. Ganduje.
You see, this is what happens. You remember we were highly critical of Emefiele when he was, you know, when the world was making the rounds that he was going to contest. He had vehicles painted in his name. Now he has gotten himself into trouble. The politicians are using their
even from his party man,
which is not supposed to be in. They're throwing everything, including the kitchen sink, at him. This is what Ganduje said. And he knows what he's saying. He knows that it doesn't make sense. But he said it anyway. And to the ordinary person, the non-discerning person, it might just be. He says that the untimely implementation of the Naira swap policy was deliberately done by Emefiele to fight back for failing to get the APC ticket. Ganduje knows that President Buhari has claimed ownership of this exercise. He pretends not to know. Mm. That is why at every point in time when you're in public office, you need to think of all circumstances. Emefiele, because of that act then, has made life a bit more difficult for himself. Which coffee are you drinking, sir?
You can smell it, Abi.
It's all over the place. Don't let me put my nose in it. I'll sneeze in it now.
You sneeze? Oh, my God. I've closed it.
Charlie, let's go, Abeg.
Yeah, I think we can take one more.
Really?
Yeah. There's this editorial here. Let's protest only with our votes.
The headline says it all. I don't need to read this. The headline just says it all. Get ready to cast your vote of protest for a change. Pure and simple. Get your PVC ready. Unfortunately, we still have loads and loads of people who do not have PVCs. How is INEC going to convince such people that the elections were free and fair when they have been denied? So how do you compensate somebody who actually registered to vote and doesn't have a PVC, and on that day he's watching from his window, he's watching people going to vote, and he cannot? I think it's very unfortunate, and we need to find another way. I believe that this idea of PVCs should be an ongoing exercise. You turn 18 today, you fill the form online. 4 days later, you go collect your PVC. I know we don't have a good postal system. But this idea of having a deadline for PVC and so on and so forth, how do you feel if you are disenfranchised? I think somebody should test this at the law courts and see if there is any compensation you can get for that.
Yeah.
Because it can be very, very painful. Very, very painful. But I'll read this line here. It says, we urge all Nigerians to ignore any call for protest at this time on account of the Naira design and cashless economy policy. They claim to be fighting for the Nigerian poor masses, but that is not true. Those people who have never fought for the poor masses, are you listening, are only fighting for their pockets. So don't let all these politicians come and blow your mind. Don't let them say anything. And like I said last week, this is a well-intentioned policy that is going south, it's going bad, but can be corrected. It's a well-intentioned policy. And the people whose voices are loudest currently are the politicians. And they claim, like the Minister for Housing said, that his oga was he was saying things on behalf of the masses, the suffering of the masses, when the oga statement was strictly that I am the target.
Yeah, so we have to go now. Finally. What's coming out at 9?
The editor of The Guardian.
Okay.
And is also a columnist. He's coming here. He wrote an article on the cabal. So I decided to bring him here, let him come and explain to us.
Talk about it.
This whole idea of what the cabal is all about. So you will need to listen carefully and enjoy yourselves.
Interesting stuff. Thank you so much for coming. Lagos, let's go now. We have to go. Thank you for joining us. Let's talk about the verdict of the Supreme Court on Amelawan APC Machina Yobe North. Stay here.
99.3 Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates.